Where's Sandy? I haven't prepped you again. You want to just come and share what you shared about on Friday morning? You remember? Just even that shield off.
I just felt led to read in Ephesians 6, just about the armor of God. And I just felt the Lord highlight some things. It can be quite a, I think for some people who've known the Lord a while, we've heard that passage of scripture a lot. And I just asked the Lord to just renew the scripture for me. One of the pictures that he gave me while I was reading that was just to do with the shield of faith. And I just saw an arm hanging by someone's side, and it was really weak and had no muscles, and it was holding the shield of faith, but had no strength to lift it up. And the verse says, you know, hold up your shield of faith so that you can fend off the fiery arrows from the enemy. And just felt that the Lord really wants us to strengthen our faith in him and keep our focus on him.
Wonderful. May we do that. May we be a people of faith. Scripture says in Hebrews, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He's calling us to be a people that live by faith. And part of that faith is actually putting our faith in the one who is faithful, and that we know that he is true to his promises, that he is the one that is able to help us to walk out this life, that our past does not have to define our future, but actually he is the one that guides our steps. If we put our faith in him and allow him to lead us, we can trust him. We can trust him with our lives. We can trust him because he's faithful. And he's calling for us to be a people that would hold up a shield of faith. Why? Because we've got an enemy that is looking to try and take us out. He is firing darts. He does not care what you're going through. He does not take a break. He has no compassion on us because our lives are in Christ. And so we are those that the Lord has given armor so that we are able to stand no matter what we face. And so I want to read this first scripture, which is from John 16, verse 33. And it says, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. And so this, for me, it's not that we are, as believers, that we don't face trials, but actually that in our trials, we are able to take heart because of Christ, because of who he is, because of what he's done. And we know that we will face many trials and sorrows in this world. And just even just among us, there's been many just in the last couple of, last 2 weeks, I would even say, where there seems to have been just an increase of that, of the enemy coming with these schemes and strategy in many people's lives. Just the last 2 weeks, I would say, we've seen a storm in the natural, but it seems like in the spiritual, it seems like the enemy has moved through in many people's lives this last while, whether it be just huge financial loss or damage, whether it be health, whether it be relational breakdown, whether it be losing jobs. It seems like there's been this wave or this storm that has pulled through and has affected many just in the last, and it's not only the last 2 weeks, but just in the last 2 weeks particularly, it almost seems like there's been this increase of people facing and dealing with stuff amongst us. And it's been quite something. But actually, God is calling us to take heart because he has overcome. He has overcome. Yes, we've got to still walk this out. We've got to still walk this out. But he's calling us to walk it out in faith, knowing who he is and that he is faithful and that we can trust him. I just think of even just my own life, just the who's faced a trial, not only in the last 2 weeks, but who's faced a trial? Who has faced sorrow in their life? I think we can all relate that life is not always easy. We can go through challenges. We can go through difficulty. I know even in my own life, there was moments of just deep hurt and brokenness in my life. There was challenges in work. There was financial loss to the point that there was days where I could not even get out of bed. There was days where I'd hit such a deep low of depression that all I wanted to do was die, that I didn't want to live anymore. I was so overwhelmed with the circumstances around me and the things that I was facing, and struggling to even comprehend what I was going through, and actually feeling like there was no end to it. Going like, Lord, how will this ever end? It just feels like this thing is ongoing. And I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And every now and then it would feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel, and then it would feel like it was another freight train coming through the tunnel. And it would just be one thing after the other that would knock us, and that we would have to find the Lord in those places. We would have to find faith in Him. We would have to look to Him. There was times where I had prayed and I said, Lord, Your word says You're faithful, but right now I'm not seeing it. Right now, everything around me is falling apart. Right now, it just feels like a mess. Even just this last year, just someone close to me, really just hurting me, just this massive relational breakdown. Speaking words where I try to help, I try to come alongside, and actually speaking words that they just twisted my words and took my motives completely wrong. And having to work with as a family member. And just the words that were spoken back, and it was just going like, Lord, all I tried to do was the right thing. And there's this relational breakdown. There's this sorrow now having to try and walk through and trying to do the right thing, and it feels like I'm getting knocked down. And it's in those places of just going, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. This is hard. And then I think of Psalm 121, verse 1 to 3, and it says, I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. And I have to go, and Lord, I have to find You. I have to look to You. I can't look to the things around me. I've got to look to You. I've got to lift my gaze. Where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, the one that has created all things. I've got to look to Him. And I can take comfort that He does not slumber. He is not asleep. He's aware of what I'm facing and what I'm going through. He is aware of what you're facing and what you're going through. The Lord is not oblivious to what you're going through. And He is the one that we can look to for help. He is the one that we can run to. And actually, He wants us to run to Him. He wants us to be dependent on Him and Him alone. And so for me, I had to dig in those times where there was times where I was done. I was like, Lord, I can't do this anymore. But Your word says that You're faithful. Right now, it doesn't seem like You're faithful, Lord, because I'm not seeing it. In the natural, I'm not seeing it. But Your word says You're faithful. And You're true to Your word. So I'm going to believe who You say You are, Lord. Even though I'm not seeing it in the circumstances around, I'm going to believe You are who You say You are. You are faithful. You are trustworthy. And I'm going to look to You, Jesus, even though I'm not feeling it, because my faith is not based on feeling. And so I'm putting my faith in Christ. And I'm going to trust Him. There was nights where, unfortunately, there was moments where Kelly and I both weren't at a low at the same time. One of us would pick the other one up. But there was nights where we're going, Lord, all we can do is we're going to worship because there's nothing else we can do. I don't know what more to do, Lord. We've prayed. It feels like we've prayed every prayer. But we're going to worship You in the midst of this. And in those moments where it feels like there's a spirit of heaviness coming on, Lord, we're going to put on a garment of praise. We're going to lift our eyes to You because it's from You that our help comes, Lord. We're going to look to You. We're going to run to You. Psalm 121, verse 7 to 8, a little lower down, it says, the Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep you, your going out and your coming in from the time forth and forevermore. Psalm 46, verse 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He is the one that we can run to. He is there. He's not a God who's far off and distant. He is our Abba Father, and He is a good Father. He is a perfect Father. Psalm 3, verse 3, this scripture was the first scripture that God ever gave me. I was 13 years old, and at the time I was trusting the Lord for a scripture. And I prayed, and the one morning I woke up, and this scripture is what the scripture that God gave me. I'm going to read verse 3 and 4, but it was verse 3 that God gave me. And I woke up with a scripture in my mind. It was the first time that I'd heard the Lord give me a scripture. I was so stoked. It says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill." Oh man, the Lord hears our prayers. The Lord hears our prayers, and he is the shield about us. If we would run to him, we would keep our eyes on him. Isaiah 43 verse 2, it says, "When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burnt up. The flames will not consume you." Oh man, this is our God. This is our God. He is the one that is with us. He is the one that's not mean that we won't see these things. It does not mean that we won't experience trial or suffering, but it's the one that will get us through. If we keep our eyes on him, if we look to him with faith, he is the one that will see us through. We know that in Hebrews it says that he'll never leave us or forsake us. There was moments where I said, "God, where are you? It feels like you're not here. But Lord, I'm going to hold to your word because your word says you'll never leave me. So Lord, I'm believing you're with me, even though I'm not feeling it right now. I will believe that you are with me. I will hold to the truth that you are with me, that you will never leave me or forsake me." And then we see in 1 Peter 5 verse 7, it says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." The Lord cares for you. He cares for what you're going through. He knows what you're going through. He is not oblivious or indifferent about it. The Lord cares for you, and he cares what you're facing. He knows what you're facing. I love the fact that there's people that are just doing part through position and God highlighting stuff from 40 odd years ago. Why? Because he cares for you. Because he doesn't want to leave you in that place. Because those things are tripping you up and bound you, that you're not walking into the blessings and the fullness of what God has for you. And so God's willing because he's kind and he cares, and he'll take you back to that space, even as uncomfortable as it is, having to deal with those things. Nathan was talking about stuff rising up and just suppressing it down. How often we do that. And God's like, "No, I want to deal with those things." And God will use everything to do that. Am I coming across okay this morning? And I want to say this in Isaiah 53, verse 3, it says, "He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief." This is referring to Jesus. He was a man of sorrows, acquainted with the deepest of grief. Jesus can empathize with you because he knows what it is to suffer. He sweated blood going to the cross. He knows what it's like to face hardship, to face difficulty, to have friends that are close to him betray him. He knows what it's like to have relational breakdowns. He can empathize with us. He knows what we're facing and what we're going through. Hebrews 2:18, it says, "Since he himself has gone through suffering and testing, he is able to help us when we are being tested." When we're facing difficulty, he's able to help us because he knows. He knows what you're going through, and he can empathize with you. But the beautiful thing about the Lord is he doesn't want to leave us in that space. He can empathize, but he wants to bring us out of that space. And he wants us to walk this out, keeping our eyes on him. Psalm 34, verse 17 to 19, it says, "The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time." Psalm 23, verse 1 to 4, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect me, protect and comfort me. The Lord is a good shepherd. He's a shepherd that is among his sheep, that is with his sheep, and he will lead us even through the darkest valleys of whatever we're facing. He will lead us through. We got to keep following him. Keep our eyes on him. And I know even for me, in the midst of what we were going through, even just the Lord gave me James 1. I'll read it now. And in the moment, I was like, Lord, I don't actually know how to receive this. I don't know how to process this in the midst of what I'm going through. But looking back, I'm like, oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. I didn't know what I needed, but you knew what I needed to go through in order for me to come into more of what you have for me. And in James 1, verse 2, verse 2-4, it says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Staying in the process of what God's doing and keeping our eyes on him. And I know in the moment when you're facing it, sometimes you can't, that you read this and you can't actually receive this. Going like, Lord, I'm struggling to see the joy in this right now. But I know that you are true to your word. So I know that at some point, Lord, I'm going to look back with joy because of what you've done. As long as I keep in and my endurance is a chance to grow, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us in our faith, Jesus. Help us in our faith, Lord, to hold on to you, to keep our gaze fixed on you, Lord, to not lose sight of you, even in the midst of difficulty and trial and sorrow, Lord. And thank you, Jesus, that you are one who is able to empathize with us because you yourself have experienced so much. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that in Romans 8, 28, it says, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. God will turn everything around. Whatever you're facing right now, God will turn it around for your good, because that is who he is. He is sovereign. He is over all. And I think of just even Joseph, it's not in my notes now, but just even Joseph being sold off into slavery. Like holding on to the promises that the Lord had and having to go through, being sold into slavery, then being falsely accused, being thrown into jail. What else happened to him? And that man kept his eyes on the Lord. Later on, his brothers come and he says, what you intended for evil, God has intended for good. And sometimes the enemy, what he intends for evil, God is intending it for good. And God's going to turn your circumstance around. He's going to turn it around. But we've got to keep our eyes on him. That doesn't minimize what we go through. Doesn't mean that it's easy. It is hard. And it is difficult. But he's a good father that we can run to. That we can look to help us through. I think about even just how sometimes God will allow stuff actually to protect us. And sometimes in the moment we can't see it. Paul, as the scripture talks about him having a thorn in the flesh. And three times he asked God to take it away. And the Lord said, no, stop asking. And actually said to him, my grace is sufficient. And actually God allowed that in order to keep him from becoming conceited. So that pride wouldn't take root in his heart. God used that to actually protect him. God's ways is sometimes higher than our ways. Sometimes we don't always understand in the moment of what God's doing. But we've got to be able to trust that he's a good father. And that he is faithful in what he does. In Romans 8, 35 to 38, it says, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake, we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Think about that even just that of Psalm 23. It talks about going through dark valleys. I can't remember who said it. Someone said, it feels like you're going through hell. Keep going. Keep going. And it's even like this, like not even the powers of hell can separate us from the love of God. And He is a loving God. We've got to know that He is for us. Even when we're facing trouble, when we're facing trial, when we're facing sorrow, we can hold on to the truth that He loves us and that He will turn all things around for our good. In Hebrews 12:5-7, it says, And have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as His children? So in light of the scripture, because I think sometimes, before I read it in further, I think sometimes we've got to go, Lord, is this the enemy coming up against us? Is this that we're facing? Because we can go through different trials. Sometimes the Lord will take us through trials. Sometimes the Lord will test our faith. Sometimes the Lord will set us up to test our faith, to see whether we actually are completely surrendered and yielded to Him. Sometimes the Lord will test our faith. Sometimes we will face trials because we've got an enemy that's prowling around looking to devour us and to take us out. Sometimes we will face trials because of our own decisions and bad choices that we keep making. And we keep going around the same mountain and expecting a different outcome, but we keep doing the same thing, but keeps expecting a different outcome. And sometimes the consequences of our choices, even when coming to Christ, sometimes we can still have consequences to our actions that we've got to face. And so we've got to sometimes, even in that, trust the Lord in the process of that. But sometimes God will go through difficulty because the Lord is disciplining us. And this is the scripture that I'm reading now from Hebrews 12, verse 5 to 7. It says, And have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as His children? He said, My child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline, and don't give up when He corrects you. For the Lord's discipline disciplines those He loves, and He punishes each one He accepts as His child. As you endure His divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as His own children. Whoever heard of a child who is never disciplined by its father? And sometimes God will take us through a season of discipline if there's things in our lives where it's actually where there's unrepented sin or weak, there's compromise. Sometimes the Lord, because He loves us, will take us through discipline. And I think sometimes the devil gets blamed for far more than what is actually due to. And so even for me, I had to walk through, even with our business, we went through a hard time. But a lot of it, there was times there was consequences to bad business decisions that we were walking in. And so I was having to walk out consequences of decisions that we made. And the Lord was in His mercy and in His grace helped us through that. But I had to get to the place of actually even coming before the Lord in repentance. But even as I repented to the Lord for that which we've done, we still had to walk out the consequences of those decisions. And so that was difficult, but it was part of that, I believe, was even just the Lord's discipline. And I'm so grateful for it, because I know I'm a different person today than if I did not walk through that. That I'd allow the Lord to take me through. You're with me. And so I think even in there, there's moments where we're facing stuff where we actually got to go, Lord, what are You wanting to teach me in this? Help me not to miss what You're trying to show me and what You're taking me through. But thank You, Jesus, that I can trust You that You will bring me through. And there's times where even just in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26, and it says, if one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And even in that, there's times where we might not be suffering. We might not be going through difficulty. But God has created us to be a body, the body of Christ with many members. And there's times where one of us might be suffering and others aren't. And this is an opportunity, in a sense, with the scripture saying that actually if it's affecting one, it actually affects all of us. And so even though we might not be directly impacted with what somebody's walking through, we're able to come alongside one another. In a sense, we help carry each other's burdens in that. And there was times where, even just between us as a couple, there was times where I was at a low, where Kelly would come alongside me and she would help lift up my arms of faith. Because at the moment that there was times where I'm like, babe, we're worshiping tonight. And Kelly's like, I don't feel like it. And I'm going, we're worshiping the Lord tonight. Why? Because I know. And there was times where I had to help lead her through that. I had to bring her through that. I had to keep pointing her to Jesus. And there's that, even that of us for one another, that we would keep pointing each other to Christ and to his ways and to not give up, to endure, to push through, to keep our eyes on Jesus, because he is worth it and he is able to bring us through and he wants to help us. We can run to him because he is good and he is faithful and he is trustworthy. I remember there was times we had friends even with Vince and Christine. Many of you have met them. Vince has preached here as well. There was times where they would come alongside and say, guys, we don't even know what more to pray for you in your situation. We don't even know, but we're going to worship the Lord together. We would meet the four of us and we'd exhausted our prayers in a sense, just, and we would just worship. But they would come alongside us and help us. They would help us lift our gaze to Jesus. They would point us to him, and we get to do that to one another. Not only in that, there was times where we were in a rock bottom low where we didn't even have food in our house. And we would get home and there'd be groceries left at our front door. We would open our door and envelopes of money would be shoved under our front door. There was times where we'd gone through where people didn't even know, and yet God used those around us to practically come alongside us and help us in the trials that we were going through. And we saw the hand of God through those around us. And when one suffers, we all suffer. We get to be that to one another. We get to be the hands and feet to one another, that we can practically, even when someone, we know someone is going through, we can rally along one aside one another and encourage each other in the Lord. You're with me this morning. John 16:33, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. And I feel like that for us this morning, God's saying, guys, I know what you're facing. I know what you're going through, but take heart. I have overcome this world. Take heart. In me, there's victory. In me, you are able to walk this out. Right now, it might feel like, Lord, this feels hopeless. It feels, but Jesus is the living hope. He is the one that we can put our hope in. He is the one that we can put our faith in. And he is the one that we can trust to see us through. And will we be there to one another as well, encouraging one another?